Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Hope you're having a wonderful week, and it's a happy Friday Eve. I guess Friday Eve, weekend Eve. And we are glad that you're here with us. So we know that this is a special weekend coming up. So if you have anything going on that you want to let us in on, the number is 516-387-1944. But just tell us after 11:45, because right now I have a sister member of the Central Florida Association of Black Journalists on with me to talk about her organization and an upcoming event. And her name is Sharon Fletcher Jones. Ms. Jones, good morning. How are you doing? No. Sharon, are you not there? Oh, goodness gracious. You're going to have to find out where Sharon is, because she's going to talk to us about this event that's coming up. It's called Women of her organization is called Women of a Certain Age. And I have information as soon as my technology decides it wants to work to post to share with you all. But the event is coming Saturday. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But coming up also later in the hour is my friend Stephanie Dukes. We're going to share on some topics that are, you know, going on right now. And I also don't want to forget, we talked about it earlier in the week, that this is National Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So I want to make sure, let me make sure that I do this, is to get the number for you for that, in case you know of anybody that it might be a victim of human trafficking, or if you yourself are maybe in a situation that you want to get out of and think that they might help. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is 1-888-373-7888. That's 1-888-373-7888. I have posted that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So if you didn't need to go back and grab it, please do. We want to again thank Mr. Greg Bristol for talking with us. He's a consultant on human trafficking with law enforcement, and we want to thank him for taking the time out to let us, you know, give us some more insight into what human trafficking is all about. So we thank you. Sharon, are you there?
I am.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
Good morning. I am great. How are you doing, Gretchen?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining the show. And thanks for your efforts towards this cause called Women of a Certain Age. Can you talk a little bit about what that's about?
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate every opportunity that I have to lift women up. Nothing against the guys. We appreciate you and especially your support. But I was looking for my tribe. I had experienced life events like we all do, divorce, mm-hmm. chronic illness, bouts of depression, just going through life. And I wanted to connect with other women who could relate to what I was going through and have gone through over the years, having to redefine yourself, having to redirect your career, having to, once you've raised babies, go back and raise parents, if you will. Those types of situations, empty nesters who then became caregivers, and then just some younger women who wanted to learn from women of a certain age and also who were open to teaching women like myself, lifelong learners, what they had to share. So I just created this one-stop shop, if you will, where, women of a certain age, and I will say that it's not about the number, it's more about the attitude, okay? But typically, my followers are women who are over the age of 30 and up, okay? Not to say that a 29-year-old or a 30-year-old doesn't have anything to teach. It's just that my typical audience, they're over 30 years old. But I wanted to create a space, and I did. I have a website, certainagewomen.com. I have a video blog that I'm doing. I'm going to look forward to having you come on, Gretchen, and talk about G's Power Hour that I'm doing called Certain Age Women Talk. I have a product line on my website. Just a few items. The main thing that I wanted to do with the product line, it's healing stones, bracelets, a sports cap for bad hair days, a shopping tote, and nice little scented candle and votive holder. Those things, when you purchase those things from my website, a portion of your purchases go to support women's health, mental health initiatives. And so that's kind of like the giving back arm of what I decided that I wanted to do with this finding and connecting my tribe. I also have a Facebook presence, and you can find me @CertainAgeWomen2020. And I could go on, so but that's the gist of it.
And I understand why you did it, and it's a great thing, and I'm looking forward to hopefully at some point becoming more involved. But I understand, because one of the things that I looked at was what happened to my life. That's a question I pose a lot. Because I know in some ways it's supposed to be, but it's very much different from my life in my 20s, for example. I had responsibilities, but I had more time to hang out with friends. I had more time to go different places. And, but the friends that I have, because I still have them, but we're kind of all scattered around, we don't live in the same areas anymore. We have families. We have, more increased or more diverse responsibilities that have kind of pulled us away from each other. So we're still close in spirit and in heart and everything, but we can't, go and hang out like we used to or run over to the next person's house the way we used to. And, and it's like, okay, but I miss that type of camaraderie. So I look for other opportunities and other women to develop that type of culture with. And, sometimes it's a little difficult. So
it has, and I found myself, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have found myself feeling that even more so within the last couple of years, and we've all had to make some major adjustments. But I, as far as the friends and finding your tribe and being able to connect, that was a huge part of why I decided to go ahead, because I actually started this business at I think it was May of 2019, and just kind of got stalled. Started doing the video podcast in January of 2019, and then, you know, the next thing I know, 2020, and then the next thing I know, we're hit with COVID in March. So it just, you know, it became more imperative for me to connect with other women. I send out a newsletter. It's called Seasonings, and I use that to try to, make relationships and make connections and keep us kind of upper mind, you know, women eat for each other, to keep us in mind. Those are the kinds of things that I'm doing through this business. And I think also I'm addressing, especially on the Facebook, try very hard. My posts are really, they're purpose-driven. Mondays, it's all about mindfulness. On Wednesday, I try to impart some wisdom. And normally what I do is find something that has come from a woman, someone that I know or someone that I read. And then on Friday, I try to highlight a woman who's making history or making progress in addressing some issue or, you know, just giving props to women of a certain age. And Saturdays I spend a little bit more time and I get a little bit more wordy in my post because it's all about self-care. And I know that everyone is, you know, that's a buzzword. Self-care is a big buzzword now, but how to do it, ways to do it, how not to get bored with self-care, how not to get discouraged with self-care. That's what I'm doing on Saturdays. So, you know, going forward, I really would like to partner with more women, and especially women-owned businesses such as yours and others to just kind of spread the word and kind of keep each other lifted and motivated. I think during these times, we need it even more. That's my thoughts. Those are my thoughts.
That is so true. And the thing about it's like you said, there's nothing excluding men because men are going through a lot of this same stuff too. But
yes.
Women have a tendency to express and to bond in different ways than men.
Right.
And so
Sometimes,
you know, you need the just the girls. You need just the girls to empower just the girls, because sometimes the girls need to be empowered so they can go back in some cases empower the guys, you know, because sometimes the guys don't catch everything that they should without the help of us, you know.
You're being very diplomatic about it. I will say and one of the things that I've read recently is that there is a surge in mental health issues with our teens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought about that, you know, how I could, with women of a certain age, address that issue, you know, if you start with the moms and the aunties and the, you know, and the girlfriends and the significant others that are, you know, if you start with the women, I think that we can make an impact on those types of issues, because we can bring that talk, that speak about mental health, we can bring that home and it make it more palatable for those that are, you know, members of our family, our communities. You know, we can make that we can soften the issue without taking away from the importance of the issue. And, you know, I really think we can make some impact and make some inroads. I was sad to hear that more of our teens are experiencing this. But, again, the times that we've been in for the last 2 years, it's not really surprising. I just feel like this is an opportunity. You know, I see COVID as it is a dangerous thing. It's a, you know, it's heart-wrenching, and I don't know anyone who has not been personally or professionally or impacted in some way by COVID. But I do think this is an opportunity for us to, as women, to make our voices heard, to, you know, spread our knowledge, to impact the outcomes, because we're going to get past this. We are. It may take a while, but we're going to get past this. One of those things that I'm doing on Saturday, January 22nd, I'm having a day one party. Okay. This is something that I did on Zoom for 2021, and it went over well, so I decided I would do it in person. What I'm having is it's a collection of presenters. I'm going to have someone there speaking about a licensed massage therapist, a licensed mental health counselor, a licensed financial planner, so forth. I'm even going to have one there to talk about women and self-defense tactics and gun safety. I'm going to have someone there. Yeah, I'm going to have somebody there to help us find our correct bra fit. Okay, all the things that I think are of concern, well, things that were of concern to myself and I found out in just communicating, other women share the same concerns. So I'm bringing all these experts together, and I'm going to do a luncheon. It's called Relax, Release, and Reset. And it's going to be on January 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be held at The Space Orlando. And what we're doing, I'm following all the COVID protocols. We're going to be masked. We're going to be socially distanced. I'm going to be having temperatures taken at the door. So I'm doing everything within my purview to make sure that folks are safe, and I would love it if you could come and encourage your listeners to come to get tickets to the event. You have to go to Eventbrite and just go to 2022 Day One Party, Relax, Release, Reset.
All right, and I have posted that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. That link is there. So if you have any questions about women of a certain age, or if there are any additional questions about the day one party, how can they contact you, Sharon, or who should they contact? What's the contact information?
I'm the one. Thank you so much for posting that, Gretchen. And thank you again for having me come on to talk about this. But I am Sharon Fletcher Jones, and I can be reached. You can call my cell phone, 321-663-4020. You can message me at, @CertainAgeWomen2020. I'm also on Facebook as SharonF.J. You can text me or call me. My email address is real easy. It's FletcherJones.Sharon@gmail. Feel free. I'm taking all questions, all inquiries. And, again, I would love to have you all come and just enjoy a Saturday where women of a certain age get to uplift each other, celebrate each other, impart some wisdom, learn a few things. And, and there's also going to be a dance party because we're going to celebrate ourselves, led by none other than DJ Niecy D. So I hope you'll join me.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Sharon. Really appreciate it. Have a blessed day. Be well, and best wishes on your event next weekend. Hope to be there.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day as well. Stay safe.
You too. You too. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Sharon Fletcher-Jones of Women of a Certain Age. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. And thanks again to Sharon Fletcher-Jones of Women of a Certain Age, and catch her event next Saturday. In the meantime, good morning, Stephanie Dukes. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Lady G, and good morning to your listening audience. We're doing fabulous.
Oh, I like the fabulous word. It's not even Friday yet.
Yeah.
Yes, you have been busy, but how you doing? You all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're doing good, enjoying a nice walk out here and the sunshine. You know, something about that vitamin D. If you just get outside and absorb some vitamin D into your body, it has that effect to just make you smile. Said, okay. Today is going to be a good day. I'm going to tackle it and be successful in it.
And that's that natural vitamin D, too. That's the thing. You know, you need to take some of that other one, but that natural vitamin D is a blessing, especially if you have a nice back patio and maybe or even a front porch and a nice rocker and maybe a good book and an Arnold Palmer.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, it's Florida. That's what we do. Yes. So, thanks for coming on and chatting with me a little bit. Just wanted to talk about a few things. Oh, first of all, like I said, I just want to keep it to the forefront, and I got away from it. I went to a different page. But the human trafficking hotline, National Human Trafficking Hotline. I want to make sure, because it's the month that we do address this topic, is 1-888-373-7888. That's 1-888-373-7888. And it's a shame we have to talk about it, but we do. We have to. You know, make sure the number's out there, because it can, if we allow it to be, it can be an invisible crime. You know, not everybody knows someone, or they don't think they know someone that is engaged in it, whether as a victim or a perpetrator. You know, what they're calling now traffickers, I mean, in the old days, in some cases, used to just be called pimps. But it's a little bit more sophisticated than that now. And so, you know, and technology also kind of assists more in, you know, having that transpiring. And what we have to do is to just be more mindful of what's going on social media as well as in the streets.
We do, Gretchen. And it's really sad that women are preyed on in this way. And we used to think women, and I just attended a seminar a couple of weeks ago, and there is just as many of our males who are now being pulled into the human sex trafficking ring, because there's a high demand for them also now. They become so sophisticated with doing it that they actually have recruiters who are our children age, who have grown up with this society, with this thinking and mindset that what they're doing is okay, that they befriend children in certain schools. And when I say certain schools, because they move around from place to place, they become friends. And, you know, back in the day, well, my parents never did go for it, but, you know, kids have sleepovers and, you know, pajama parties. And my parents would never let us go to any pajama parties. They always say, well, if you want a pajama party, you need to host your own. So they befriend you, and you think your child is sleeping over somewhere, and they have taken your child, and by the time you realize your child has been abducted, you've lost 12 to 14 hours. That they're in another country. They could be in another state. And the other telltale sign, I actually took a picture when I was at my doctor's office the other day where I went to the ladies' room and they had actual stickers that you could pull off to call a number. And I was amazed the number of stickers that was missing. Where people, women had actually gone taken these numbers that if you felt that you had been abused or a part of a sexual human sexual gang or outfit that you could call and get help. And I was just so amazed. And one of the other things they talked about is that some of these groups have become so sophisticated that they are actually impregnating the younger girls to have babies. And they are raising these children up, like I was talking about earlier, in this environment that they think it is natural. So they don't have to come and kidnap our child. They are breeding, you know, for lack of a better term. They're breeding their own children and holding them into these situations that they're selling them to other groups or just having them to you know, produce for their own income. You know, it reminds us so much of the slave trade where they realize, well, listen, we can, you know, breed them here on our own plantations and the less I have to go buy them from the slave market. And when I need some cash money, I can just sell some of them off if my crops didn't do well that, you know, during that time. So it's a real, real deal that we're going to have to open our eyes and do the same thing. If you see something, say something.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you know, like I said, this is well, the month that's used to call attention. We have these months, and that's a good thing, but we have to be a much more vigilant. So, you know, but while we're honoring this month and trying to get the word out, we are going to make sure that we do, you know, at least put the number, the phone number out, because you never know. You know, one day things are normal. The next day, you know, it's not that you're going to see this occurrence every day on any type of regular basis, but you may see something one day and, you know, just to know that there was a discussion and that there was a, you know, some tips on how to handle it, you know, that, that, you know, it's top of mind a little bit more now in law enforcement, you know, encourages people to call in and talk about it. It's just not something behind the scenes anymore. It's a good thing. So, we're going to take a break, but before we do that, I want some positive news I want to address. I got information from my friend Ms. Stephanie Strong at FAMU Law College of Law. FAMU College of Law alumnus Devlin Collier was appointed to the bench in the 14th Judicial Circuit in Panama City. So wanted to extend congratulations to Mr. Devlin Collier, Devlin Collier, to his post. So wanted to extend that congratulations. So I will try to post information on this. But if you know Mr. Collier, you know,
congratulate him. If you don't, just please, you know, extend well wishes and keep him in prayer. So, you know, because everything begins with a little bit of prayer as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
We got to celebrate. Even though, you know, they don't get a lot of headlines, we got to start celebrating more of the positive stuff that goes on as well as the negative. So that's my goal this year. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Miss Stephanie Dukes. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back. Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com. Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I'm here with my friend Stephanie Dukes. We're just chatting about just different things that are going on. One of the things that they've been talking about lately is inflation. You know, the price is going up on just about everything, and the percentages that they've gone up on products, on different goods and services. And but as I keep saying, you know, that the wages went up, it wouldn't be as much of an issue. I'm not saying that the prices are going up are good, and we're talking about wholesale prices. We're not even talking about the retail prices yet. We're talking about the wholesale prices. According to this, this is from CNBC, it was a 9.7% gain for the producer price index. It's the biggest on record going back to 2010. The producer price index is supposed to be a measure of wholesale prices for goods and services. Okay, so if this is where I keep saying this is the time to go and plot out some land in your yard,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding anymore. I wasn't kidding in the first place, but I'm really not kidding now. You know, this is the time, instead of trying to make that yard, you want to make the yard look pretty, but make it useful now. Go plant you some vegetables, okay? Because you're gonna need it. And this is the time. Remember, we were talking about all those shopping apps, Stephanie, before the holidays.
Yeah.
This is the time to really get familiar with it. Get to know your shopping app. That will cut down. Although, be careful now, because now if you like some of them, like for example, one of the ones I use, ShopKicks. And also, I bought it. When you try to redeem, you know, your points or kicks or whatever, and you try to mm-hmm. redeem it through PayPal, now they have an eye on PayPal and some of those other accounts that transfer cash, because now they want to tax it. You know, if you've had, I guess, transactions over $600, now they want to start taxing that stuff. So
isn't that
be careful in terms of how you use them.
That is so right on, Gretchen. It reminds us when I was in school, we had a home economics, you know, all of the things
mm-hmm.
that we did in the home economics department, learning how to prepare menus so you don't go to the store and overbuy at the grocery store. Make out your menu of what you're going to have for the week, what ingredients you need, and get just those things, or maybe for 2 weeks so you can catch those items as they come on sale and you're not buying them at full price. But and go to your pantry. You know, most of us have a pantry that is overstocked anyway. Mm-hmm. Go to the pantry and make meals out of what you have, what's there. And we learned to economize when we were taking part of home economics, when the nutrition, I think the class I took was called nutrition, where we learned those type of things. And how to be able to, the guys in ag, I was not an ag girl now.
I wasn't
like
either.
Being out in the sun. But I had friends who were ag, great ag students, that actually would do the gardens. And because my parents did gardening and we had land out in the country, what I call the country, but it was just the town next door. Right down the road, you know. But we had land out there where we could plant things until my uncle decided he wanted to have horses on it. But we came, I find it very hard, Gretchen, to go in the store and pay the outrageous prices for produce that when that I came up on, we would go to the fields and just pick hamsters of it. And pay for your hamster. We would trade and bargain with different black-eyed peas, okra, strawberries. That's the things that were pop greens. Everybody had a green, grew their own greens in their yard.
Right.
You know,
and it's not
some
that hard.
Like, no. And, so those are the things that we generally grew up, everything we grew up eating, we bartered or bought, homebrew, even down to our meats. Our family had cattle and pigs. You know, there was the time that you, okay, we're going to kill a hog, we're going to kill a pig, cow. And that was the weekend thing, to kill it, cut it up, drain. I mean, oh, Lord. I participated one time, and I decided, okay, I'll come afterwards. I didn't want to go to the country during those times.
Right.
But take the cow to the butcher, and the butcher finished cutting everything up and pack up the deep freeze. You know, actually pack up their deep freezes now?
How many people have deep freezers? I don't want to get one because I remember when my folks used to go, they used to go in with other folks and they used to go to, I guess, the meat market or wherever they could get cow or half a cow and they cut it up and, you know, split it among folks, you know.
That's
I remember
right.
when I lived in Tampa, on Sunday, there was a meat market that was, like in the strip mall that was next to my condo. And on Sundays, they would have sales. And they would have people, I'd come home from church and people would be lined up at this meat market. It was run by a girl who was from either Lakeland or Plant City. But they would sell like packages of different sizes, of different quantities. And they had, you know, I was single. But they had, like, an apartment pack or whatever. And for $20, you would get, let's say, like, two pork chops and, you know, two sausages and this much bacon or whatever. But it was fresh meat, you know. You could pretty much, you know, select your meat if you wanted to, or you could get it prepackaged or whatever, because that's the one thing is hard, having, you know, being able to go somewhere where you can select your own custom meat. And the places where you can do that now are so expensive. Okay. Some of these places, I went to one that opened up on East Colonial, and they're supposed to be opening up one in Apopka, and it's real popular now. But
the prices for some of the stuff, not just the meat, but for some of the other stuff, is just outrageous. And I looked at stuff. I said, I can get that at Walmart for like $3 cheaper, you know, same okay. item, you know, but because of the name of the place, you were paying more for it. And I guess the location, too. So I'm like, okay, some, you know, let's all be smarter shoppers. How about that? So in that vein, because I was going to talk about some other stuff, but in that vein, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's go with the basic, which is number one. They always tell you, do not shop on an empty stomach.
Amen.
So if you are going shopping, if you're going in the morning, have breakfast first. If you're going later in the day, have lunch. Whenever you go and eat in, everything that you see does not look good. Because when you are hungry, everything you see has some sort of appeal.
That's it.
Stuff that you normally would not buy all of a sudden becomes attractive because you are hungry or thirsty. So make sure you have, you know, had your glass of water and eaten your meal before you go shopping. Let's talk about that. That's number one. The other thing is that you keep hearing now more so, shop the perimeter of the store. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you will find your fresh fruit, your meat, your vegetables. You will find like the fresh juices and stuff, not the bottled juices that have a particular shelf life, and so they have preservatives to keep them on the shelves longer. And unfortunately, what that means sometimes is you have to, you know, because one of the things I used to do is to try to avoid going to the store every week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to go to the store every week. But if you are going to buy the right types of food and beverages to put into your system, you may end up having to go every week, or you may end up making sure, like you were saying, Stephanie, have a deep freeze, shop for the week, shop for the month or whatever, and make sure you have ample space to put that stuff away so that you aren't wasting the expensive gas running back and forth to the store. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. The other thing is to, you know, create a budget and a budget a certain amount maybe for those little extras or goodies. We're not saying you can't have any kind of snack. I'm going to want my microwave popcorn for my movies, or I'm going to want my wings or pretzels or salsa and chips or whatever it is that I watch the game with. Okay? But you know that stuff is coming. So you have to budget for it. Therefore, you don't waste a lot of money, and then you're not overbuying on the snacks, too. And then just look at buying healthier snacks. So that's the other thing that I wanted to throw out there. What other tips do you have, Steph?
I agree. I agree with this because I've done it with the very rule number one. Make sure you shop after you have eaten lunch, breakfast, or dinner. I find when I go to the store, even if I'm in the process of cooking and I need something, so I turn off the stove for these very few times that I do cook. For people who know me, know that this doesn't happen a lot now. Okay, that I am not Miss Betty Crocker. Okay, but I'll turn off the range and run to the store, needing one particular thing to finish doing what I'm doing, because I would have thought I already had it and didn't. Get in the store, and Gretchen, I come out, I'm $100 lighter in my wallet. Because I picked up this, or they had this on sale. Arrive at home, undoing the bags, and realize, what am I going to put this stuff? My cabinet is full. That one item that I needed, one time I actually forgot what I actually went to the store for and had to go back.
Oh, gosh, I do
that
a lot.
That kind of madness.
You know, it's like, no, what am I doing here? So I have learned that when I go to any store, not only the grocery store, but shopping, period, this is what I say to myself. It is better for them to store that item on their shelf rather than for me to buy it, take it home. It has consumed my dollar and have it sitting on my shelf for use a month to 2 months down the road. If it's not something I need immediately, let the store pay to keep it on their shelf and store it rather than to bring it home. And I have this conversation with myself every time. That way, when I go to do my groceries, I just pick up what's on my list. Nothing more. Nothing more, as well as when I'm out shopping for other items.
The other thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned is to shop seasonally, okay? Because certain items, certain fruit and certain vegetables are in season certain times. Like, for example, I wanted some strawberries so bad the other day. Now, they were charging, someplace I was going, they were charging $3.39 for a container of strawberries. No, I was not paying that because I know that that's on the high end. Now, I think we're coming up on strawberry season in the next month or so. And so, but, you know, your meals need to be planned more seasonally. I mean, there's some things that are going to be staples in your household and in your meal plan, especially if you have certain health needs. Let's say you need foods with a little bit more iron or foods with a little bit more calcium. That's another thing, too. When you're planning your shopping, plan it around what your health needs are. If you need foods with more calcium, buy foods with more calcium. Don't buy a bunch of stuff you don't need. If you don't need all those carbs, don't buy them. Sugar, so you've got to pay attention to the diet. So that's going to help your wallet and your waistline. Okay, wallet and waistline. Keep both of those in mind. But, try to shop seasonally. And the one thing we used to do when you were talking about home economics, Stephanie, one of the things we used to do is clip coupons. I was a regular Sunday paper coupon clipper. I mean, I read the Sunday paper after I got the coupon section and clipped coupons. Did that for years, okay? Now, you don't necessarily have to sit down and clip coupons. I mean, I don't know where you would find some of these coupons anyway. But now the thing is, if you are the shopper in your household, and if you're not, you need to learn. But if you're the shopper in your household, you know that there are certain days that the products on the shelves change, the sales change on the shelves. So you know there are certain stores that have, like, buy one, get one types of things. So know that you sit down, for example, one store, I'm not going to mention names, but one store I know they change over on Thursday. So on Wednesday, I go to that app because they have the dates already on there in terms of what's going to be available when for sale. I go to that app. I make my little list on that app day or weekend or whatever for buy one, get one, or buy one, get 50%, or get a dollar off, or whatever the case may be. So you can, almost all of the stores now have apps that you can, either go on your computer or go on your phone, and you can make your list ahead of time for what you need to shop for. You know, so the only thing that you're really buying is something that you absolutely have to have. If you run out of milk or you run out of eggs and you absolutely, or whatever it is that you need and you absolutely have to have it, then that's the stuff that you have to pay the extra money for. But the other stuff you really don't need to pay the extra money for if you plan ahead. And even the stores do have coupons. They're trying to pitch certain things, and sometimes you can get the coupon and not necessarily use it right away. You can use it before it expires. But you don't have to use that coupon right away just because it's there. Grab the coupon and see when the item goes on sale and use it when the item goes on sale.
So. My dad was notorious for, and we thought it was punishment until we became older, that we would have to get the sales paper, Sunday paper, and then it, I don't know why the paper came out, the sales came out. We would do Sunday paper, and I want to think it was either a Wednesday or a Thursday paper that we would have to go in and clip out the coupons. And our home was an extension of the nutritional class at school because we would have to sit there, and we would go to about three or four different stores based on the coupons. And not only did we have to, we had our grocery list, we knew which stores, we had to put down what we were going into, which stores to get, what to get. And then, Gretchen, my parents taught us how to do unit buying, where you had to actually say how many ounces are, you know, what is the price, how many ounces, how much are you paying per ounce for this item? And then do the comparison with the competitive brand. Now, which is the best deal? Although we have the coupon, because I was like, hey, we got the coupon. Let's just pick up the Dalmatian. You know, what was the name of that company? Dalmatian? No, that's a dog. Del Monte. I'm like, listen, that's the coupon. Let's pick it up, Dad, and let's go. And he was like, no, you have the coupon. Now, are you really getting a sale? Compare it with the store brand. And then he would make us go another step, and I would be so angry. He would then turn around and say, now look at what is the nutritional value. Because you may be getting more for another brand, but when you bought that brand, were you really satisfied with it once you got it home? And I was like, Dad, really? Really? Can't we just pick up? You had us cutting out the coupon. Can't we just go to the front, buy it, and be done? No. But we learned that as we became what our parents taught us, now you see those same values in the store. They already have the unit price on the sticker on the shelf now.
I mean, that's a benefit now. You don't necessarily have to price that stuff up. Hopefully they're being honest. But they do tell you how much a certain item is per ounce usually on there. So that you have to be very careful because sometimes buying in bulk, because we all, you know, I'm a member of you know, one of those warehouse stores, and some people are a member of more than one warehouse store. And I'm very grateful for being a member. But it doesn't necessarily work out in every situation. Because buying in bulk does not necessarily save you money, especially if it's something perishable that's going to end up going to waste. So that's one thing you've got to watch out for. But then you were talking also, and I'm getting ready to transition again, but I think it's important. You were talking about reading the label, which is something I do more of not for the cost, but for the nutritional value now in terms of the amount of sodium or the amount of sugar, you know, or the amount of fat or cholesterol or whatever the case may be. Cholesterol, and I never know what to think from one day to the next. The jury's still out on that in terms of, you know, whether or not cholesterol, you know, changes often in terms of whether cholesterol is more genetic than it is dietary, you know, but still, you still have to look out for it. I really try to stay away from a lot of prepackaged stuff because of a lot of that, because there's more sodium in a lot of those prepackaged. I was at one point in time trying to stay away from some of the frozen fruit and vegetables. However, they tell you now that some of that stuff is, flash frozen to kind of preserve the nutrients and everything like that. So you really just kind of got to know your product, not necessarily get the cheapest one all the time, but get the one that best suits your situation. you know, that doesn't have so much sodium or fat or sugar or, you know, cholesterol, whatever. And there are different types of fats, too, so you've got to watch that. But like I always say, you know, it's all about taking care of the temple. It's about taking care of the gift that God gave you, which is your body, you know. So, you know, some of us, like me, learning lessons late. You know, because you know me, Stephanie, I have weight problem was something I never really had as a younger person.
Yeah.
The question used to be, is she eating? Does she eat?
You know, and I think, Gretchen, is what we all missed about our younger days. We were full of energy, didn't need to sleep as much as we do now. And was constantly on the go. You were one of those people, Gretchen, who take those 8 o'clock classes, and I was,
yes.
You know. So you would be up with the sun, and just running all over campus. You thought nothing of having a class on way on the opposite side of campus, coming back to your room, then going all the way to the opposite side of campus the next hour. I'm like, that's crazy.
Oh
no,
let's see.
I wanted all my
work. There's a method to that madness, though.
Okay, what was your method to your madness?
Well, you know, the earlier I had my classes, the earlier I was out, and I could go, you know, hang out or do whatever or have more time. I like to put everything, I guess, I like to compartmentalize it into, like, one area. So if the classes are over at a certain period of time, I'd rather have all my classes back to back to back and then have all the study time together later, uninterrupted. So that's part of my thing. Plus, I didn't only have the early morning classes. I had the late night classes, too. I had those classes that ended at 9 o'clock, too.
Yes, me too.
But I worked, too. So I had, I had classes like all day on Tuesday and Thursday, and then I worked Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it saved mine, too. But I did one, was crazy enough to do one 8 o'clock class my first semester freshman. Never did that madness again. I take that back. I maybe did it one other time when they were off in an African-American course, history course, and that was the only time they slotted it for. So I think I did do it then. Remember,
but
Dr.
My
O.
My thinking was also, Stephanie, was that, okay, we went to classes early when we were in high school. I mean, it was up 7 o'clock for high school, okay, or earlier or whatever. And then if you got a regular job, most jobs began at 8 o'clock. So it's like, why am
I
going to
try not to be that kind
pattern?
Of an adult?
What?
Yeah. I said I was trying not to be that kind of an adult. I was trying to take advantage of college life, okay? Knowing I had that short window, okay, you got 4 years to do right and goof off at the same time. Let's see how well we can do this.
Okay, let me just say this. The people that were paying for the classes, in addition to myself, they weren't buying that. Okay, so. You know, there was more than just me to consider when I did that. Plus, you know, it's like after you get the classes, then you graduate, you get gone, you make your money, then you can do all that.
You are now having a wonderful time on the air talking to the fabulous listening audience of Lady T.
Yeah, you get paid vacation. You know,
yes.
So you get paid to not go in. So, but anyway, thanks, Steph. Really appreciate your time. Have a blessed day. Talk to you soon.
You too, Lady G.
And thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had such good entertainment. Talk with you tomorrow, God willing. Be safe, be well, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.